Hey everybody, producer Dave here. Thanks for tuning into the Plex podcast. The Plex is a live show every Sunday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific and beyond into red light. You can check it out at echoplexmedia.com/live, or you can watch on Twitch at twitch.tv/echoplexmedia. Also, don't forget to join our chat room at discord.me/echoplex. And if you feel like you get something out of this, please support us at Patreon, patreon.com/echoplex. Enjoy the show.
This one's called Nice Guy. It's on our album Save California. You can find it at nvsmusic.com.
So many nice people in this world, a cesspool of kindness and ethical blindness. They'll be the Jews, my sarcastic tone. I'm a bit underwhelmed by the sample shown. Drunk fraternity guy, V Kappa asshole with bloodshot eyes. You drunken fight every night. Idolize Bradley for Little Women's rights. Homophobic racism, don't give a fucking hey. Do you think you could drive a bigger truck? To wave your baseball cap to the sideline. Everyone know that you're a nice guy. So damn cool, we're so impressed. Lots of chicks and a barrel chest. Cause you're a real man. Punch for punch, gonna piss in your face while you're passed out drunk. I'm a nice guy. You're a nice guy, she's a nice guy. Oh, beautiful! I'm a nice guy, he's a nice guy. He's a nice guy. Oh, nice guys rule the planet. Righteous can't understand it. Come from the mind, but I sense and then rise. Go for the mind, and love it, and love it, and provide. Fuck up, drink up, but I wanna hear it. Fuck up, drink up, read the lyrics. In the mind, they'll quench your thirst. Long as you remember that nice guy's first. You're next on the list. Such a nice guy who spits through his fist. Crick with a penchant for messing with heads. Open up your notes for dinner and breakfast and bed. Alcoholic, paranoid, and suicidal too. But she'll probably kill her before she gets away from you. Quivers put a pool of blood and cries. All your friends will say that you're a nice guy. Ever trust this one's on me. Look at the way we finally fix your disease. I'll pack your bags. Are you alive, Catherine?
We're NVS, nvsmusic.com.
All right, everybody, welcome to the Plex. We do this show live every Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific and beyond in a red light. Podcast listeners, make sure you're following the podcast on your podcatcher of choice. And if you have a crappy one on your phone that came installed with your phone that you don't like, follow us on there too. Leave us a review on iTunes. Make sure it's a negative review, a one-star review. If you don't know what to say, just go on the Intellectual Dollar Tree one on iTunes and just say that we're being very unfair to Mr. Weinstein on any of the episodes, actually, even if it's not about Brett Weinstein, because that's what his fans want you to do. Follow us on Twitch, twitch.tv/echoplexmedia. That's where all our live shows are. We're live 7 days a week. That may change soon. Hopefully people get vaccinated. We can start going out on Fridays and Saturdays a little more often. And yeah, that's my part of the thing. I'm producer Dave, and you can find me damn near anywhere.
I'm Historian Matt, and I'm going to choke.
That's Historian Matt. He has a book out. He has a graphic novel out called The Last Red Wizard. Is that right?
The Last Red Wizard, yeah.
And you type
voice will come back in a second. It's getting better. I don't know what happened there, but it's like right when I was about to speak, I started having a little something going go down the wrong pipe or something. I don't know. Anyways, I'm Historian Matt, and you can find me not really on any other Complex Media shows, but I am on earlier on Sunday for the Humanist Community of Silicon Valley Sunday Forum, which you can find on Facebook and the Humanist Community of Silicon Valley's Facebook page. Check that out. I'm sometimes in the chat for other shows, mostly on the Thursday show. I like to hang out and just listen to that one if I'm around. Sometimes on the Wednesday show, but keep an eye out. And what else? I got the graphic novel. I got a new camera set up. It's awesome. Yeah. So, Dave, why don't you give the people what they want?
I don't hate the cops. There's a person inside when the truncheon stops. Oh, don't hate the cops. Oh, when the raiders come, who will protect the shops? Don't hate the cops. They're a sensitive bunch. If you don't stop throwing your rocks, snap, crackle, pop is the sound of a taser. Your body drops. Don't hate the cops. Oh, don't hate the cops. Don't hate the cops. Oh, don't hate the cops. Thank your local police, cause they don't do nothing wrong. Thank your local police, got rid of the corruption and the racism is gone. They've been keeping the peace, keeping homeless folks out of the parks and malls. Got a cure for your social disease. Follow the law, don't hate the cops. 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 You didn't hate the cops, cause they don't do nothing wrong. Don't hate the cops. You can't blame them for just doing their job. Don't hate the cops. Well, you gotta wonder how much would it cost for you to be shot at and stabbed at by maniacs and drunks. Don't hate the cops. Don't hate the cops. Don't hate the cops. Don't hate the cops.
Come on up. We're going to do an election run. We're going to show you if Pat here is running the election room is over there. Where is it? Over there?
Right over there.
Okay, you guys, what we're going to do, you can take your time anytime. You just go in there and vote. And we're going to vote. Who do you prefer? The worst. Who's more to blame for our country right now? CNN yep. or Fox? That's the first vote.
This is the remote.
So you're going to go in there and you're going to vote.
This is the one you use.
See, you're going to vote CNN or Fox. You're going to vote. What did you need? Dave, okay. But you're going to vote CNN or Fox. And you're all going to go in there and vote. And I'm going to tell you, there's 5 minutes left for the election. But then we're going to go
That's
in there, everybody. And we're going to have a hacker hack it.
Yep.
And we're going to flip the vote, whatever it ends up being. So let's say CNN was the worst. And Fox was over here. Whatever it was, we're going to ask, how many would you like flip? We're going to hack it and flip it in real time.
Hey, Mike.
On live TV.
We're going to go over. I'm going to give an overview of everything that's out there.
Okay.
And
Yep, and you can do that in a second. But I'm going to tell you this. But one of the things I wanted to do is their routers. We're going to bring a cyber guy. We're going to go pick one of them back there. We're going to bring a cyber guy in, and he's going to capture one of them in the other room, doesn't know anything about it. We're going to capture the packet that's in the router.
Oh, here's the deal with that. They created a system that they're going to hack, an election like system that they're going to hack.
They wrote the election system. They didn't even like get it from Dominion or wherever it was that they say is the one they hacked.
That's right. And that's why you couldn't hear my mic too. We were hacked. Mike Lindell's cyber people hacked into this fucking studio and turned down the mixer, obviously.
They captured your packet in the router.
That's right. Right. They captured it, and which caused the knob to physically turn.
Right. Right.
Right. Of course. Of course. A knob that doesn't have a motor in it either. These were super hackers. So that was our first clip. I've got a bunch of clips from this. We tried to watch some of it on, I think it was like late night Wednesday, and we just couldn't sit through it. So I'm really fucking grateful to the people who sat through the whole thing and pulled out all these clips. This is also from day one. And this is apparently Ron Watkins, who a lot of people believe was posting as QAnon, at least some of the time, was informed that they could be in legal trouble and they need to stop their investigation. Like right in the middle of the fucking symposium. Sure, why not?
Thousands of dollars.
Yeah, right.
Hold on. We got someone who wants to talk.
We have a problem. We have a problem here. Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Are we doing okay?
Yeah, can we bring the volume down a little bit so Ron can talk?
Everybody, we love it that you're talking, but just take your volume down a little bit right now, please. Thank you.
We have a problem. My lawyer just called me Ty Clevenger, Mr. Ty Clevenger. And he said that I should put out this statement. And I just learned that Conan James Hayes may have taken, without authorization, the actual hard drives from the Mesa County, or the Mesa, Colorado County Clerk. And he needs to produce those hard drives immediately and return them to the clerk. And we should stop this data review until he produces the hard drives.
Repeat that.
Wait, Ron, did you just say...
Everybody, this is important.
Quiet.
Yeah, this is really important,
it's
guys.
It's important. Everybody quiet.
Ron, did you just say that someone took all of the hard drives from Mesa County office just now?
So what I said was, I just learned that Conan James Hayes may have taken, without authorization, the actual hard drives from the Mesa, Colorado County Clerk. And he needs to produce those hard drives immediately and return them to the clerk.
No.
And we should stop this data review until he produces them.
Wow. So they stole those hard drives. They didn't make a copy of it, which is what I thought they did at least, but they actually stole the actual hard drives.
According to Ron Watkins. And they're like, no, don't say that. We're supposed to be in favor of that around here.
No, that did not happen.
Tina just said that did not happen.
Physical hard drives.
Hold on. No, Tina says no, that did not happen. Okay. Ron, you may have heard that incorrectly then.
Thanks.
Okay.
It's like they didn't have a meeting or anything before the fucking thing to discuss what they were going to talk about or how they were going to talk about it. Because I think they think that he meant that they just were stolen, but he just heard from his lawyer. His lawyer's like, hey, dude, I'm watching this and you need to say this.
Yeah. And probably, and I assumed after that he disconnected and didn't help them anymore.
No. Oh, here's a compilation of some of the technical problems they had with, if you could imagine this with Skype. To be fair, I'm not going to throw them under the bus for having technical problems with Skype. When we first started trying to do this show remotely, the worst thing in the world was Skype. Discord was okay. Yeah. It had its own set of problems. Then we found OBS Ninja. Shout out, or now it's Video Ninja, because the OBS project was like, hey, you're using our name and your name. We love your project. Can you just change? No, it was no thing. He was like, oh yeah, I'll change the name. It was totally cool.
Yeah.
They were just like, people might think this is our project and it's not. And he was like, okay, I'll change the thing. So it's now called Video Ninja. Yeah. Anyway, they should have used Video Ninja for this because it would have worked a lot better.
Yep.
And it's not Skype. Anyway, here's a little supercut from Patriot Takes on Twitter of some of the technical problems they had with fucking Skype, I guess, during this thing.
Okay. So what we're going to do then is let's figure this out together, because there's going to be so much. I got loud all of a sudden. Did I get louder?
Into a final.
Here, Ron, hold on. Yep. Turn your speakers off.
My speaker, I'm using.
Oh, yeah.
Several of the legislatures ask.
So the issue here is I'm not hearing what you guys are saying at all.
All right, great. So go ahead and do your thing.
It's great that this cyber symposium was just like fraught with very basic technical problems.
Right. You think they'd have this all figured out, but no.
They have such
an elite hacker there to help everybody out.
They spent all their money on cyber and none of their money on an audio engineer.
Yeah, probably.
they spent all their money on cybersecurity grifters and couldn't be fussed to get one real audio engineer to help them out.
Yep.
Although, to be fair, most people who are involved in audio engineering and music and stuff tend to skew a little bit to the I don't believe in this crap side. So maybe the mic pillow, like as in microphone pillow. That's fucking great. Chad has better jokes than we do. Here's more of their technical problems.
All right. So let's see if we're in sync here. Are we looking at the file directory right now? Is that on the screen? You guys are going to have to give me some feedback. I'm not hearing anything. Connectivity.
We're not hearing anything.
Ron, can you hear me?
I'm not hearing anything you guys are saying.
they're working the link.
Which chat?
Wow.
They couldn't figure out, like, every once in a while we'll have a minor technical issue here and I'll fix it within a few seconds. What they need to be doing is running Linux and using the spaghetti factory that I have. I know it seems confusing, but it's actually something that works. Oh, here's more. Here's more of their tech train wreck from from the event.
Yeah, it's quite coincidental that the video feed breaks and the live streaming platforms break as soon as we start talking about this.
It's like a boot ROM or a batch file.
Are they worried the deep state is hacking them?
I think they're being hacked, obviously. It couldn't just be ranking, like fucking obvious incompetence. They've been hacked.
Right.
All right. CNN's of the world, you need to start reporting this and stop fact-checking it.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not a computer guy. I don't know what most of this stuff means, but I've been researching this election since November 3rd, and I can tell you right now that everything we're seeing right here, we saw in Antrim County, the adjudication logs being deleted. It was absolutely censored by the media. Most people don't know that this isn't anything new. We've seen it in Antrim County, we've now seen it in Maricopa County, and we're now looking at it with our very own eyes in Colorado. What does Colorado matter? Why are they attacking Colorado? We need to wake up as people, and you, the cameras in the back there, not all of you, but the CNNs of the world, you guys need to start reporting this and stop fact-checking it.
Just believe me, don't actually like check any of my sources.
By the way, this...
I mean, at risk of like stating the obvious, isn't part of reporting checking your facts?
Yes. I mean, not our kind of reporting, but like no, real reporters.
We have a fact checker. It's called the chat. Have you ever seen the chat start to go crazy if we get just the fucking littlest thing wrong? They're like, no, it's this, this. But it's usually my fault late at night after too many drinks, and I'm just blah, blah, blah. And they're like, you're wrong. And I'm like, oh, I'm wrong. Okay.
Yeah.
It's actually easy to be wrong. Oh, Mike Lindell was attacked by Antifa, all two of them, on the last day of his conference. And he's going to explain that. Who's that guy in the middle? Fuck it. That guy in the middle looks familiar. Is that fucking... Who's that guy in the middle? We cover him.
I'm not going to let the devil win. I took pictures with every single person here.
That's right, you did. Yeah. And what you're talking, we went to dinner last night late, and then someone physically came after you trying to take a picture.
Yeah, well, what it was is we got back to the hotel, and Kendra and I were walking, and we forgot got our key, and I turned around, and you've got to realize I've been in bad places before. I've had swords to my throat. I've had guns to my head. I owned bar for 13 years, and you had to read people.
Sure.
And I walked, we went back, we turned back. I go, come on, we gotta go. And two guys kind of ran down the thing by the elevator there. And he goes, can I get a picture? But the way he was running, it wasn't like a fan. It was like, it was just something different. And so I took the picture. And then this other guy came up out of nowhere. And he goes, I want one too. And he put his arm up and he stuck his thing. It was so much pressure. I mean, and I just knew if I did anything, there was something more coming. And he jammed it into where that it was just piercing pain. And I'm just going, and I acted like, you know, that I didn't feel anything. And I'm sitting there like that. And I go, okay, you know, do you have it? Well, what I think now after then, we let go. And that guy looks at me. And I mean, it was like I was almost doubled over. And the other guy then was like this, and it seemed like he was going to grab me. And Kendra's not knowing because I'm not letting out any pain. Pulled into the elevator, and I got upstairs, and I buckled over. And she said, "What's up?" I said, "That guy tried to, you know, hurt me. I didn't know what he was doing, but I think what he was doing. If I would have reacted, I think they were videotaping. And I think it was a setup. Like if I'd either fought back, and they would have said, yo, look what Mike Lindell does with pictures, or if I'd have turned, there was something else that he might have done.
Sure.
And I think that was, but it was so bad. It was, it's, I can still feel it now. I hit, you know, police came and they, you know, but
they did nothing.
And then I'm thinking then someone knocks on my window this morning as I'm leaving, and it's a guy, and I didn't feel good there. And he goes like this, and there's a badge, and I'm going, no. And, you know, and he walks away. Now that's weird too.
Yeah.
I mean,
because it was unsolicited. Yeah, you weren't asking for someone.
I wasn't asking.
So he's getting paranoid or something. I mean, it sounds like a fan like got a photo with him, but it was kind of weird and didn't do it in a comfortable way. Don't think it was somebody trying to attack him.
Yeah, I don't know. Ooh, I feel like this is the same clip. Here is the same clip.
And Kendra and I are walking. And
yeah, it's the same clip.
Got
okay.
Our key and I turned around.
Okay, so we cross this one off. So, like, what I think happened likely is. Maybe a fan of his was just like overzealous or something.
Yeah.
And like grabbing him too tightly or like jabbing him in the ribs, like they're friends or something. Like that seems more like, cause if you're like going to, it sounds like he wanted to claim that there was a gun like stuck into his ribs or whatever. If I had to guess.
Yeah, I thought he was going to say knife or something, but yeah, I don't know.
If I was going to guess, what he was trying to imply there is like some kind of weapon was in his ribs. But I think that's unlikely. I think it was like an overzealous fan.
Yeah, I think you're totally right.
If you can imagine, maybe his fans are zealous.
Yeah, who would have thought? Although you'd think that his fans would have pillows and that would make it easier.
So here's from the last day after that interview, I guess. He's going to open up his symposium and talk about how he's being infiltrated and that outside agitators are coming after the event, that kind of stuff. It's going to be, you know, great.
Of course.
To the hotel, I was attacked. And Phil here, we're going to talk about where we're going today in light of this. So Colonel, go ahead.
So in addition to the red team, we started receiving credible threat warnings about 2 weeks ago. So we've had a close team. Close team is what we call somebody's working in the crowd and detecting threats. So we detected disruptors inside trying to get people ejected, really, really radical folks outside trying to penetrate. We've got folks exchanging badges in the parking lot, press badges specifically. We've identified those agitators and provocateurs by photo imagery, validated their social media platforms. We've got attempts to take your personal information by some of these folks shoulder surfing. So if you're on your cell phone or your laptop, they're coming behind you and taking imagery. the big end game is to discredit all the legislators who have had the courage to be here to listen, to try to hear what was presented. They're obviously trying to subdue the message that that Mike's trying to get out.
I don't want them to subdue it. So this is funny.
This is a typical insurrection type activities. These are
insurrection. They're taking a picture of your phone.
Early last summer, last spring, what was happening to our country, and it's made to divide America. And again, the whole point of this conference is to unite America. This is to unite the American people. And we made the...
Yeah, this is not uniting.
We made the conscious effort. We made the conscious effort.
Questioning the election is not a uniting type act.
We want to, whatever their platform is, we want to get the message out. So we know.
Yo, none of that's happening. They're not being infiltrated.
I mean, I'm sure there are people that are outside that are kind of counter protesting, trying to get in. I don't know about any of the other stuff.
I mean, if the press is there and they're taking pictures, that's what the press does.
Right. Yeah, I don't know about this, like, trying to, going up behind people and taking pictures of their computer. I don't know about that.
So apparently that on night two, one of their cyber experts admitted that the data that they showed proving China hacked the election is bogus. So here's going to be Mike Pillow trying to like respond to that and like, you know, move the goalpost around a little bit, move the goalpost from like China to, you know, whoever actually.
Somebody hacked it.
Someone hacked it. We were just wrong about who.
Keep going to frankspeech.com. Get the word out. Get the word out. We'll be getting the word out every day. They can't kill this, our voice, ever again. But the journalists, if you're out there and you're a journalist, you need to know this is our country. This isn't about any politics or president or anything.
This is politics.
Get rid of these machines and computers in our election, it's over. They stole this thing that could, you know, you can say, oh, Mike, it wasn't China, it wasn't this, but does it matter?
Yes, actually.
It doesn't even matter who did it anymore.
Well, now it doesn't matter who did it. First it mattered a lot, now it doesn't matter at all.
Right.
Oh man.
It's over. If we don't, you know, Dominion, right? You know, attacking these people. You know, you've seen it yesterday, Tina Peters and this guy last night. And there's bad actors involved with that. This afternoon when they come up, you're gonna see hear some stuff. You know, so if nothing else, if this revealed, right, and we got to see it firsthand, but right before the symposium, they shut down three servers. Because what? Because they didn't want this to come out? Then they sue OAN and Newsmax just because they're going to fit here and try and do their job as journalists and as news media outlets. This is where our country's gone. You take away the free speech. And so they go after me and they're going, well, we try and crush this company and take everything from them. And then they go after physically. Now I got to go around with a bodyguard for who knows how.
Was it Newsmax or OAN where they, I don't know if it was, they had Mike Lindell or somebody else on, but it was, they started talking about the Dominion voting machines and they cut them off and then read like the thing saying that they were not hacked or something because they were sued.
Oh yeah, I forget who it was. And then they also had people on there like saying, I know we told you this before, but now we don't, right. we didn't actually pretend we didn't. Everyone, especially the lawyers for Dominion and Smartmatic, pretend we never said that, all right? Everybody gets a mulligan. Right. Everybody gets a mulligan. So this last clip from the symposium, it's going to be most of the show today, and that's fine, actually, because I don't have a lot of red light stuff. Is going to be an actual journalist, Donny O'Sullivan from Fox. We've played a lot of, from CNN. We've played a lot of clips of him before. He's been covering kind of QAnon and the election fraud stuff. He's a sort of our beat on the news, but he works for a legitimate organization that has a budget.
Right.
So here's his interview with Mike Lindell. I purposefully didn't watch it. I bet this goes off the fucking rails, like from the drop. It's a symposium. Oh my God.
Correct. If you have that evidence.
No, what? Just forget about the evidence. If I'm right that China took our country right now, do you care? Would that bother you? Would that bother you?
But you have to show the proof, right?
No, would that bother you?
Of course it would.
Okay, then why do you think I keep going? Do you think I like getting attacked?
Dell invited the media and cyber experts to the symposium to vet his claims. We went along and brought Harry Hursty, a world-renowned cyber and voting machines expert. If you see something in there, if you see some data that does seem legit, that does show that there was some sort of fraud, you're ready to investigate it, right?
Absolutely. I will follow the evidence wherever the evidence will go.
This was attacked. The whole technology was attacked.
So the whole technology.
About an hour ago, but Lindell is having some problems with streaming live the event on his website. He's claiming, without any evidence, that it's because of an attack, that his systems have been attacked.
There's hacks and cyber attacks every day, as you can see.
And it went downhill from there. Lindell ultimately didn't produce the data to prove his claim the election was stolen by China.
I think the guy makes a wonderful pillow, but I wish some of this information would have been organized a little better.
That's somebody who like attended, who believed. He's like, don't believe this shit anymore, is what that guy is basically saying.
Yep. Also, he had video games behind him or something.
He's like embarrassed to be here now that you mention it.
Data at all from the 2020 election, anything useful, anything that would show any sort of fraud?
We were not given any kind of raw data which we would even be able to ask to start to look in that.
But if your stuff is legit, if the data is legit, wouldn't it be better for you to hand it over to as many cyber experts as possible?
You know why? I'll give you the answer. Because I've been told that they can go out there and corrupt it and make fake stuff and put fake news out. So I don't need your people to go out and doctor the evidence and put out Mike Lindell's a conspiracy theory.
But you have been saying...
But if you give it to them, I don't think he understands that what you give them is a copy.
Right.
And so that if they like change it, you can go, no, this is what I have. This is not what I gave them.
Yeah. Although I'm not sure he understands that, because apparently they just stole the original hard drives and didn't copy them.
Right. It would be better to just get the data off of them and leave them there so nobody notices.
So they don't get a call from the lawyer saying you shouldn't be at the symposium.
Listen, I've seen burn notice. I know how these things work, all right?
Experts, everybody come, see the data.
We're showing it right on screen right now. So you can't sit here and do a hit piece.
Yeah, they showed like a Windows file system.
To your knowledge, yeah. Anything on those screens proof of Lindell's claims that the election had been stolen?
Based on everything we found, that is meaningless. There was nothing there you can compare to draw any conclusions.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not a computer guy. I don't know what most of this stuff means, but I've been researching this election since November 3rd. But the CNNs of the world, you guys need to start reporting this and stop fact-checking it.
Why is Bannon clapping?
And in case you needed more proof this is a sham, Ron Watkins spoke remotely at the conference for hours.
So what I said was...
He was allegedly behind the QAnon movement, according to a HBO documentary, an allegation he denies.
Do you understand? All I need is for all those experts to say, yep, it's from the 2020 election.
But that's not proving the election was rigged, though, right?
Yeah, I have that proof with my people that we're bringing to the Supreme Court. I don't need the media driving the narrative before my case to the Supreme Court.
We expected a huge pile of data which we wouldn't be able to understand and how it can be evidence. We didn't expect there's no pile of anything.
There's not even a pile of bullshit here. There's just a pile of nothing.
There's only a pile of nothing.
No evidence of election fraud here, but plenty of promotions for pillows and other products.
Got bathrobes, slippers, pajamas, bath mats. So go look at what you like. There's so much cute stuff.
Oh, Donny. Where does dear Mike Lindell go from here?
Yeah, well, he's still got a lot of pillows to sell, Anderson, so he's still got that going for him. But look, I mean, as you saw there, this...
So that was fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, that was great in a ridiculous way.
So that was our Mike Pillow Symposium segment of the show. We got up next, we got a vaccine segment on Fox. Goes a little off the rails here. So, I guess people are screaming at someone. Here we go. Check it out.
Well, I mean, I think that this is patently ridiculous. It's like saying that they're going to microchip everybody. These are reasonable things that will encourage people to get vaccinated, keep businesses open, and Americans safe.
Laura, how do you enforce the policy then? How do you enforce the policy if you're not going to have people making sure the cards are real?
Well, honestly, I think let's cross that bridge when we get to it. Right now, we need to encourage vaccinations, and we
have to do it now. Listen. You're making small businesses make people show a card to get in. You've got to enforce it now. This isn't wait until later.
I mean, they've been doing it at concerts.
If it's illegal, what does it not?
And,
again,
why are you screaming, sir?
Dems love creating criminal activity.
You show a card. I mean, you just show your card and then
show
it proves
a card
you're vaccinated.
That a criminal that if a criminal sells it to somebody, it's an illegal card. So how effective is that policy,
Laura?
So
then
Laura?
Would you need like a clearinghouse like what they've done in New York with the Excelsior?
Wow.
I don't understand, like, also just the guy on the left, his like tone of voice is weird. It doesn't go up and down at all. It's just like fucking
all he knows how to do is yell, apparently. And he doesn't seem to I don't even understand his point of view. Like he seems to be the anti-vaxxer, but then saying that the cards don't work, but you know, so why should you have to show them? I don't know. I don't get this.
Well, here's more from that segment because what we just saw wasn't enough.
Yeah.
The crisis here is that you're going on the honor system, and we know people cheat on their wives. I mean, come on, let's break it real here. So now you're putting all of that responsibility on a small business owner that's just trying to stay above water. There's got to be another layer, as David is saying. And I didn't hear David yelling at you, but I'll say for everybody.
He was totally yelling.
It is worth getting into for sure, and I'm glad we did today. To both of you, thank you.
I think the dude, I don't think he was like screaming at her, but he was certainly like yelling, like talking loudly over her.
Yeah, he raised his voice, definitely. And what's wrong with the small companies going on the honor system? I mean, that's fine, right? Like, or is Fox News saying that everybody should absolutely, definitely, without a doubt, be vaccinated? And no one should have fake cards, even though we know some people are going to do that. Like, you really should get vaccinated.
I feel like maybe they're advocating for a microchip.
I don't know what
something
they're advocating
you can't fake,
for.
Right? They're advocating for some big database, big government to make a database, obviously.
Clearly
that's what they're advocating for. So we're going to skip ahead a little bit on our docket this evening. I'm just going to skip one story here. This is Charles Kirk, the noted historian. I'm going to talk about Drag Queen Story Hour and the American Revolution, because of course he is.
Of course.
One of the lies about the founding fathers is that they were strictly small L libertarians, that they had no sort of commentary or respect for a transcendent moral order. That's just not true. And I'm going to kind of parlay this into fiscal policy, and we can obviously talk about it at a different time when it comes to moral type issues. For example, let me just tell you this. If Alexander Hamilton, Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, or John Adams saw Drag Queen Story Hour, they would mobilize the Minutemen.
What the fuck?
If Alexander Hamilton, George Washington, or Thomas Jefferson, or John Adams would see what Joe Biden just invited into the White House, they would be displeased. Let's put it that way.
But not mobilized as Minutemen. Okay.
They'd also just be very confused about the world around them if they came back, like, to life, honestly.
Right. Like, if people started talking to, like, these little slabs of metal and glass that they pull out of their pocket, they're probably going to be very confused right then and there before we even get to the drag queen story hour or whoever Biden invited to the White House.
It'd be terrifying. They'd be terrified. They'd be trying to call the Minutemen, but then they'd realize they don't have a cell phone.
And these carriages, they don't have any horses. They just, like, move on their own.
Yeah, it'd be fucking terrifying for them. And then they'd see Charlie Kirk, and they'd be like, well, what the fuck happened to America? Pardon my French. So we have a lot of Tucker stuff on the docket, but we're going to skip most of it. I do want to... he went on Fox and Friends and Friends and Friends and Friends. And he's going to talk about a great replacement conspiracy theory.
Of course.
Because the census data shows that for the first time ever, I think that under 18 people, whites are no longer 50% plus one or whatever. So he thinks that there's a great replacement happening.
Well, I heard there, it also, the recent one that came out said that whites are actually shrinking in total number, I think that's what it said, by some tiny amount. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, because other people are just actually people, and it doesn't matter. It's fine.
Yeah.
Anyway, here's Tucker going to give a much more reasonable take than Matt just did. Me and Matt did, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, you know what this tells you, honestly? That what's happening at the border is not a crisis. A crisis is a flood in Bangladesh. It's an act of God. This is an intentional act. This is the administration bringing felons, violent criminals, into our country on purpose. Why would you do something like that? Only to destroy it. I mean, there's no other explanation for this. It's not an act of compassion. It's an act of hostility against the United States in order to change it forever. I think this is the greatest scandal of my lifetime, what's happening on the border right now.
Well, absolutely. Although you've heard Secretary Mayorkas, Tucker, says the strategy is working, which makes you wonder, what is the strategy?
Right. Well, the strategy is to change the demographics of the country. Now, when you say that, they have a heart attack and they call you names, but they say it out loud. Mm-hmm. I mean, they say on the floor of the Senate, Dick Durbin did 2 weeks ago. This country is changing.
Okay, so it's one thing to say, oh, it looks like the demographics of the country are changing, partly due to immigration and for, you know, any number of other reasons, it looks like the demographics of this country are changing and there's more people of color and as a proportion of the country. That's, you can say that. Calling it a plot to replace the white people, now you're saying something different.
Saying something very different that you're also saying out loud.
Right, you're not just examining the numbers and saying what the trends look like. You're
right.
You're saying you're doing the great replacement conspiracy theory.
Right.
It benefits the Democratic Party, more Democratic voters. There's no other upside in this policy. By the way, it doesn't help the people coming from around the world. There's a humanitarian disaster unfolding thanks to the Biden administration. The only beneficiaries are the people who run the Democratic
Party. What humanitarian disaster is he talking about?
And we should be honest about it.
Probably in Mexico.
And not be bullied into silence as they take our country away and import violent criminals. What?
What is the benefit of that, though?
Why do they keep bringing up the violent criminals thing? Like, yeah, there are some violent criminals coming in, but like the vast majority of people, like the vast majority of the people who are coming from like Central America are trying to escape violent criminals. They're not the violent criminals that are coming.
Right. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but like immigrants, like the first generation, like the people who actually came here tend to be less likely to commit violent crime than people who are American citizens or who were born here.
Right.
There might be some pressure on them just because they're, you know, trying to stay here. That's probably most of it.
Yeah, but they're like, they have a big incentive not to commit any crimes, because if they do, they're more likely to be deported. So they tend to be really nice and in that respect.
Right. They'd like to stay. So they're going to follow the rules.
And Texas blue. But what's the benefit of allowing felons to come in?
Well, the same reason that they push to allow felons to vote is the same reason they're doing this. That's true. Believe these are their voters. I mean, look at their behavior.
The reason felons should be allowed to vote is because you should just be allowed to vote.
Yeah. Like, felons are Americans, citizens of the United States. They should be allowed to vote because all citizens should have a right to vote. And if you're worried about like felons swinging the vote, maybe we shouldn't have so many people in jail, you know?
Right. Maybe there's too many felons because some of the ways law is enforced in this country and whatnot. You know, there's some people, there's some people who think that, you know, and my position is at the very least, once somebody has served their time and maybe, you know, paid their fines or whatever, they should be able to vote again. Other people, and I would have a hard time arguing against this position, they say, well, maybe we should actually let people who are incarcerated vote, and we shouldn't worry about whether they've served their time or, and I would have a hard time arguing against that.
Yeah, that's my position. I don't see why they should not be allowed to vote. Like, what, are they not citizens anymore? Like, everybody is supposed to have a voice in our country, even if they're incarcerated.
There's some stuff around that about like local elections where the main thing in the town is a prison. And so, you know, the prison could swing a local election in a place where they've never lived. But I mean, that's easy enough to solve. You just vote in the place you were arrested or where you last lived, right? Where your last address was before the prison. That's where you vote in your local election. They just mail you a ballot.
Or maybe we shouldn't have a prison as like the only thing in a town, like the only income to a town, you know?
Yeah, maybe you get what you get if you fucking build a big ass prison and then the population of the prison outnumbers everybody else in your town. You get what you get, you know?
I mean, they're probably not going to be able to vote themselves out of the prison, but maybe they should have a voice in what's going on around them.
they elect some lady or some guy or whatever who's like in cell block B as the mayor. Yeah. That'd be a funny kind of a dark comedy.
Right. Yeah.
Fear, not what they say. If you want to know the truth about something, you know, put earmuffs on and just watch the person talking to you. What's he doing? And what they're doing is bringing in people they think will vote for them. And I don't know. I mean, that is an attack on
earmuffs. Don't block sound.
The definition of it. When you change the electorate, right, you change the outcome. You disempower the people who live here. You take their votes away. That's what they're doing. Why is no one saying anything about this?
But Tucker, you know what I'm heartened by? I'm playing this out. It's going to blow up in Democrats' faces. And you saw it in the last election. More Hispanic votes went to Donald Trump than ever before.
Yes.
People who live in these areas who are Hispanic want to be Americans first. And they see this is hurting their country.
That's right.
And if people think that Hispanics are going to go to the Democrats, I think it's game on, because it's not.
Well, I think that's exactly why they're doing this, because they saw in the last election results that people with Spanish last names on the border are just Americans like everybody else. And they don't want their country wrecked either. Just because they have a Hispanic last name doesn't mean that they're for this craziness. They're not. And they voted against it. So the Democrats need to import new people. And it doesn't matter what racial or ethnic group they're from. They're from other countries. Democrats are bringing them here purely to vote for them. Purely.
But wait a minute. That's
some like really twisted logic. It's like the Hispanics voted more for Trump in the last election than any time before, but somehow the Democrats bringing in more, they're specifically talking about Hispanics from the Mexican border. Somehow that's going to help the Democratic Party. Very confused.
Also, like, they're Americans, but at one point, one of their ancestors wasn't, and they came here.
Yeah.
So like the whole thing was like super contradictory, and it didn't make sense even on its own terms in a lot of ways. Also, like, I just can't be, you know, clear enough that this idea that some group is bringing in another racial group to replace you is a very racist conspiracy theory, and the roots in it are an anti-Semitic one, where in Europe, the Jews who run everything are bringing in people who are not of European descent to replace the people of European descent in Europe. That's where it comes from. And it's,
yeah,
it's fucking disgusting. Let people move here. Fuck it. Let people move here. We have a lot of empty space. Yeah. So here's Marjorie the Gathering. She's going to talk about waiting rooms in hospitals and COVID-19.
So this is concerning to me, and that's why I'm saying there's more research needed by the FDA before the FDA approves these vaccines. Because here's the problem, Anna. Once the vaccines are approved by the FDA, we are going to see the mandates for vaccines ramp up far more than they are right now. They're going to be mandated, and I fear they'll become law in some cities and some states. Biden would love to make it the law of the land, and I think that's completely wrong. Again, I'm not anti-vax. I am completely for people being allowed to make choices.
I'm just going
to
push all these anti-vax conspiracy theories, but I'm not anti-vax.
They all do it.
Yeah.
My favorite is when somebody goes, you know, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, and then they posit like a obviously clear conspiracy theory at you. Yeah, she's,
yep,
she's running all these things, and she might be right in that once the in, it's no longer under, what is it, the authorization for emergency use, I think it's called. Mm-hmm. I forget if that's the right wording, and if it's just gets the standard approval from the FDA, that cities, localities, counties, states may be more aggressive at that point, because right, they feel maybe a little more confident in being more aggressive.
Right.
But
yeah,
that's the only thing she's been right about so far.
Be interesting to see if there's like a surge, if it actually does get full FDA approval, if there really are people just waiting for that to happen and didn't want to get the vaccine earlier. I doubt it. I think the people who are waited this long are just anti-vaxxers to begin in general.
Probably.
But
there may be some, but it wouldn't, I don't think it would be a significant number.
Yeah. Probably.
And their families. And I don't think the FDA should approve a vaccine that it doesn't seem to be that effective, especially with COVID-19 raging all over the country. At least that's what the media tells us every single day. But I've talked.
Yeah, she has no idea what she's talking about.
And here in my state, yes, the waiting rooms get full. But guess what? The waiting rooms are full of all kinds of things, not just COVID. Some, you know, car accidents, trauma, other illnesses, cancer, and so forth. But they're seeing about 30% of those numbers being COVID cases. So while the news tries to tell us the hospitals are slam packed with COVID, that's just not the case. Everyone needs to get back down.
Yeah, that's fun with statistics, which may not even be real statistics.
We can't live forever. We are going to catch all kinds of diseases and illnesses and other viruses, and we get hurt sometimes. So I'm all for let's be rational with this.
So she's all for people just dying.
And let's not turn into an authoritarian regime that forces shots in arms of people that don't want it.
Wow.
So, first of all, the waiting room being full isn't the problem. I just want to be really clear.
Well, I mean, she said the thing right there. She said 30% of the people in the waiting rooms and the hospitals are there because of COVID-19. Well, she does realize before COVID-19 there were zero people there for COVID-19. So that 30% is quite a lot of people, and they're taking more of the hospital's resources that they can't give for all this other stuff that's happening. That's why they're saying it's full up of COVID people, of COVID-19 victims.
And I think a lot of the time they're also mentioning like ICU beds, the lack of ICU beds due to people who are there for COVID. And that means somebody in the waiting room who might eventually need an ICU bed isn't going to get one because it's full with somebody with COVID. But your point about how 30% of the people are there for COVID, you're right. That means there's just more people there than otherwise would be if there was no COVID.
Yep.
It's like, and you know, we'll see what happens, but I think we're fucked.
Actually. Yeah. Well, the other thing she tried to say was, Was she trying to imply that the vaccine wasn't working because the Delta variant is spreading all over the United States? And we know that, most of the people in the hospital for COVID-19 have not been fully vaccinated. A vast majority, not even just a slim majority. It's like 98 or 99% of the people in the hospital with COVID-19 were unvaccinated. Secondly, although the vaccine does seem to be providing protection, it really wasn't developed to stop you from getting infected. It was more important. And what they actually tested was that the vaccine kept you from getting a severe case. So a lot of people are still getting cases, but they're not as severe. They're not ending up in the hospital if they have the vaccine. And in fact, I know somebody that happened to, because my dad, who was fully vaccinated, did get COVID-19. It's like last week or something. And he said it sucked, but it was fine. It was like just like a bad cold or a flu or something, but he was fully vaccinated.
Yeah. Yeah. Marjorie,
mostly over it now.
Marjorie, there was definitely, like, as you said, fun with statistics, except I didn't think, I mean, it's funny, but that's just Marjorie the Gathering, but
yeah,
it's not actually that funny. Like, it's, you know, there's, it's important that people get the vaccine, and, you know, it looks like 40% of the country doesn't have it. I, like somebody in the chat was saying, those can't all be anti-vaxxers, but I think a significant portion of those people are anti-vaxxers. Half of those people are like hardcore anti-vaxxers. The world is changing fast, and there's a lot more people who are anti-vaccine now than maybe before COVID.
Yeah.
Because it's been part of there's been a massive misinformation campaign or disinformation campaign around vaccines. Much larger than the campaigns that existed previously, like in the Wakefield days, and when they were saying that the MMR vaccine causes autism and all that stuff. This is bigger and better organized, and there's just more people. And as it grows, more people are talking about it, and then they convince other people, and it grows more. It's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Three people on this planet right now could put a stop to it tomorrow morning before lunch. Their names are Mark, Jack, and Susan. Those three people could put a stop to it tomorrow. Louis Gohmert wants to put a stop to flamers. And by that, I don't mean he's not coming for me. All right. That's not what he means.
Okay.
I generally wouldn't even use the word flamer on this show, except for that he's not talking about, it's not a derogatory term for gay people in this case. Instead, it's, you're going to have to see this to believe it if you haven't seen it.
Okay.
But some of the crazy things in it: let's plant flowers on the side of the road. Let's study impact collisions between animals and humans on the road. What about the windmills? The windmills kill so many birds, and yet they're taking us toward the Green New Deal.
Yeah, well, and another part of that Green Deal is the huge solar farm that they have out on the border of California and Nevada. Thousands of acres of concave mirrors that magnify the sun toward three towers, heat up the liquid in there and turn turbines. But they weren't anticipating that there would be hundreds and thousands of what they would call flamers, because when the birds fly through, if they survive the windmills, then they hit that magnified sun, explode in flame, and down they go, bird guts all over the mirror. So that takes some cleaning up. This is the green stuff that's just out of control and is going to bring the nation down.
Okay, so he is right that that style of solar power, where the mirrors pointing to a tower kind of style. I don't know. I think it has a specific name. I don't remember what it was, like thermal solar or something like that. That is causing birds that fly by to burst into flames and killing them. Luckily, I think we've pretty much stopped building those kind of solar power plants, because the regular solar panels are working just fine. They're much more efficient than they used to be, and they're more efficient than the solar thermal towers. So I don't know why we don't shut the ones down that are there and replace them with the panels if they're causing so much trouble. But
saying that there's like sonic devices being used to like basically scare the birds away. Yeah, to scare the birds away. Actually, not a dumb way to fix that.
Yeah.
Also, like, household cats kill way more birds than any of this stuff does.
Good point. Yeah, cats are really bad. If you have your cat outdoors, it's killing all the birds around.
If you believe in birds. So it looks like we're going to get one more story in, and this is Don Jr. Apparently, we're back on that Hunter Biden's laptop bullshit.
Well, guys, apparently Hunter Biden lost yet another laptop. How many laptops can someone lose?
Is Don Jr. just going and stealing this guy's laptops when he's high as fuck and not paying attention?
I feel like it. Is this like, is there like multiple people named Hunter Biden in the U.S. and they're just stealing all their laptops? I don't understand what's going on. I don't think it's the one they think it is or something.
The original Hunter Biden's laptop story didn't make any damn sense. That's why people were like, oh, it's Russian propaganda. And I'm like, no, Russian propaganda at least makes sense.
Right. Sometimes they glom onto stuff that doesn't make sense just because it's spreading. And
Right, of course.
They seem to be better at spreading that sort of thing.
Right, but if they were going to do a disinformation campaign, it would have made sense, unlike the Hunter Biden's laptop story, right, where he flew from California to Delaware to drop off three laptops to someone, a blind guy who ran a computer repair shop, had cameras but couldn't produce the video of Don or of Hunter Biden dropping off the laptops. Oh, it was such a weird story. It was too far-fetched. I'm sorry, that shit wasn't real. It was bad. It was made up and it was bad. Anyway, I want to hear more about the current laptop. These were Macs. I wonder if maybe he's this Chromebook this time.
Honestly, like, at which point do you say, like, maybe I'm not responsible enough for a laptop? I believe the number right now stands at 3. So Hunter Biden has lost now 3 laptops. Is there
Do you hear him going into this, like, fake rich person voice a little bit?
I did notice that. Yeah. I feel like that's his real voice and he's trying to hide it or something. Like he's trying to sound like a man of the people.
Right. Or maybe when he was like trying to be a mover and a shaker in the New York real estate scene, maybe he thought he put that voice on because he thought it was impressive to the movers and shakers in the real estate scene. And it's like a habit now. And he kind of breaks into it every once in a while.
Maybe.
These are questions that a tough interview would, he'd just hang up the call, but.
Is there a single country at this point that does not have a Hunter Biden laptop?
What?
Which would be a good question. Where are the lunatics in the media, right? For 5 years, Russia collusion, Don Jr. did this, Don Jr. did that. Silence.
Because nobody understands the Hunter Biden laptop story.
No, it doesn't make any sense.
Right, if you're gonna lie to me, at least lie to me in a way that might make sense to somebody. And I don't know what's is there another laptop?
No idea.
I mean, maybe the dude fucking left a laptop somewhere and lost it. I don't know. I'm just thinking that if I'm like if I'm Joe Biden's fucking son, my shit's encrypted. I don't even understand the encryption. Yeah. Someone else did that.
Yeah, I would hope so.
I would assume that there would be like some people in the Biden family who see to their electronic devices.
Yep.
Because that would make sense.
Yep.
Okay, well, whatever. The Hunter Biden laptop story is dumb. The podcast is over. Podcast listeners, thanks for checking out the show. Live listeners, thanks for sticking with us through our internet connection trouble tonight. I really appreciate that. Thanks for giving us some information in the chat when we needed it, especially about the cats and the birds and the fucking flamers. Oh, don't clip me saying the fucking flamers. I'll get kicked off of Twitch. I'll have to explain to some lady via email. We're like, no. We were talking about this. Anyway, podcast listeners, make sure you follow the podcast. Make sure you follow us on Twitch, twitch.tv/Echoplex Media. Live listeners, live viewers, just hang out. We'll be right back with the post-game red light. I'm going to turn the lights red here and make myself a cocktail and go to the bathroom. So I'm going to play Smoke and Mirror Sound System, Reasoning, and then I'll let the auto DJ take over, probably play one more song while I'm gone. Peace. We'll be right back.
for the thousands of dead. There's no room for discussion with a gun to your head. Let your voice be your weapon. Let your shield be your words. Let there be no confusion. Let the people be heard. Full of hate with no reason. There's no light in their eyes, and their hearts have been hardened by a network of lies. Let your voice be your weapon. Let your shield be your words. Let there be no confusion.
Let the people